The UK Report, thanks to petersofkensington.com.au. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else?
And there is a criticism of UK airports due to a lack of coronavirus screening and testing. Good morning, Adam.
Yeah, morning, Ben. I mean, frankly, and no follow-up. As it stands, I have heard this from a friend of a friend. They landed at Heathrow Airport, no tests, no checks, no leaflets, no advice. No one even asking where you go next. And this is coming from a country that supposedly is on the at-risk list. Yes, of course, it's meant to be a common sense thing, but we're meant to have checks and balances. So the boss of Heathrow Airport has called for airports to be allowed to test for coronavirus, also to avoid what he called the cliff edge of quarantine. We've already seen that, the knee-jerk quarantine to a flare-up in Spain. There have been little flare-ups in Finland, in Sweden, in Bulgaria, in France, in Germany. And so does that mean quarantines get slapped on? John Holland Kay, the boss of Heathrow, says, let's test people here. Although he does add that we would have to pay for it, as in the passengers, at roughly speaking £150 a test, $300 a time. Now, if you have a family of four going both ways, whoa, who can afford that?
Forget about it. Now, we were warned when all of this lockdown happened that we needed to be aware that there'd be more scammers trying to pinch our money, and this is on the rise where you are.
Absolutely right, yeah. 40% increase in scams, according to British banks. Plenty of these scammers are trading on our doubts and our confusion about the way things are being done. And confusion's a big one because, for instance, a number of people are getting fake emails from the tax office or the local council or so-called COVID relief fund, which ask for your details. I had one today from my local council asking for some details. And I don't know if it was a scam or not. I have no idea. And frankly, you can't call somebody up to ask. There's nobody in the office. Other stuff like bogus ads for coronavirus-related products that you pay for your gloves, they never arrive. Or the phishing email that claims you've been in contact with a COVID infection case, ask for your details, which you think, fair enough, got to take part in that. And then lo and behold, they nick your identity. So they're warning us about all those things, although, of course, warning us doesn't stop it, does it?
No, but the warnings apply to us as well. And you've got a nice story about the Paralympic Games.
Yeah, it was on this day in 1948 at a hospital for injured servicemen and women from the Second World War, mainly former soldiers. They were all patients of Dr. Ludwig Guttmann, and they took part. It was the same day that the London Olympics of 1948 began, and on that day, Dr. Guttmann got some patients together to have an archery contest. He absolutely saw that sport gave injured servicemen and women hope. And so it was on this day in 1948, therefore, that the first step towards the Paralympic Games was taken, and the Invictus Games and other events as well. Dr. Guttmann had a simple message, really. To be ill or injured or disabled should not mean you are disregarded. And amen to that.
Yeah, well, and Prince Harry has carried that on very well with those Invictus Games, which have been a big hit here in Australia and other parts of the world. We'll catch up tomorrow, Adam. Thanks so much for the chat.
Cheers, Ben.
Adam Gilchrist in the UK.